Begin the current daven, sechtes becharis daven and ches. Begin on the bottom of Nazayin Mabez, four lines up in the bottom of the Yamad, where the Gemara begins the discussion and explains the halacha of our previous Mishnah. Which our Mishnah spoke about two halachas regarding what's called the granos, which are the times, three times in the year when we do the procedure of tithing the animals. And then there's halacha about the Rosh Hashanah, which is the beginning of the year, which is that the tithing of the animals could only be with the animals of that year, but not from a previous or a later year. So the Gemara opens up by asking, Mishna Tlas, why is there halacha that the tithing is done three times in the year? So Amar Rabba Bar Shili says, because Lekabil, it correlates to the three times in the year when the animals give birth. You have the Chorfi, you have the animals that are quick to give birth, which they give birth in the beginning of the winter, and those tithes are done in Nisan. Va'afli, then you have those that are later, that those the tithing is done by Shavuos, Bekaiti, and then you have those that give birth in the summertime, where those animals are tithed in right before the Yom Tov of Sukkot. Now says the Gemara, fine, okay, so there's three times that they give birth, but a Mishnah Mahani Simni, why specifically was it these designated times, as we had different opinions in the Mishnah, but why is it in these times more than some other months, which also could be before Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot? You're saying they give birth then, but why specifically in those exact dates? So Amr B'tancha Mered Rav Chia Ish Kfar Akko, he says, it's Ketin Tabab M'tches Amin Alf, says, it's Kadesh Tehei Behema Mitzuya Lo'il Regalim. Because all of Kalei Yisrael comes up to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash, three times a year on the Yom Tovim. And they all have to bring a Shalme Chagiga, Oila Esriya, they have to have animals. And since the people didn't do the Maestris yet, because the designated times were designated, there's differences of opinion and details, but they're all before the Shalash Regalim. So the owners of the animals are not going to slaughter them and they're not going to sell them, and they'll wait until right before the Yom Tovim, which is when they take the Maestris, and then there will be availability for animals then for people to buy. Now, says the Gemara Avagav, that not although we learned in our Mishnah, Achle Higil Hagairin, if it's not yet the designated time of the tithing, Mutalim Kabbalishcha, the person is allowed to sell and to slaughter, which the Gairin is the time which is designated for the Maestris. So people could sell before. So what do you mean there's going to be animals left over? There's not going to be. They're going to sell it before. No, since ultimately they're not going to slaughter until they tithe it. Why? And therefore, when they're finally tithing it, which is right before, a few weeks before the Yom Tov, then they're going to start selling off and then there'll be available animals. Why? Because nichile de la save mitzvah b'mayin. A person would prefer that a mitzvah be done with his money, with his assets, which it's not something that he's even losing anything whatsoever, because this Maisa Behema, the owner himself, he brings it as a carbon, he eats it all himself as a carbon shlam. So therefore, he's going to rather wait until he can perform the mitzvah Maisa Behema with his animals, and then he's going to go ahead and sell it and then eat it, and therefore that's going to be at a time when it's right before the Yom Tovim and everyone's coming there for the Shalash Regalim, so there's going to be animals available for people to buy. Now, says the Gemara, by my car, like Gairin. Why are we calling this Gairin? Gairin literally means a threshing house, the granary where they have the grain. What does that have to do with animals? Says the Gemara, the Tavlik Gairin. It's just like by the threshing house that establishes the obligation of grain for the lochas of Maiser Dagon from when they get smoothed out in the pile, and that's the biblical locha. So to these days, which designated by Chazal, rabbinically established an obligation of Maiser Behema. As we learned in the Mishnah, that when the time of the Gairin comes, then one is not supposed to slaughter until he goes out and takes the tithes. So it has the rabbinical halacha of Tevel, just like you have that in the threshing house for grain. Now the Gemara has another clarification question. Mekama Praise. We had the first opinion mentioned in the Mishnah, that of Rabbi Kiva. It says the three times of Praise HaPesach, Praise HaTzeres, and Praise HaChag. What is Praise, which Praise, the word Praise, sounds like something that's broken into two parts. So Pirush Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Praise Paches Mitesav Avyam. Praise is referring to that it's not less than 15 days. As the Gemara says, my mashma, what do you see from the word praise? It's 15 days before the Yom Tov. Because Amar Bavo, it says praise means palga. It means half. And since ultimately there's a period of 30 days, so half of that is 15. So the Gemara says palga demai. What do you mean? Half of what? So the Gemara, palga de hilchas Pesach. It's half of the time that we prepare the halachas, the laws of Pesach, which is 30 days. And half of that is 15. Kihad the time like learned in Braisa. Shailin v'doshin b'hilchas Pesach, koyin l'Pesach l'amad yom. We ask and we expound on the laws of Pesach before Pesach for a period of 30 days. And this is also from the halachas of Pesach, which is the tithing of the animals, where it should be appropriate that there'll be animals around to have eaten on the Yom Tov. So therefore, when we see price, we mean half of that period with 30 days, which is 15 days. Now, Shimon Lilam, he actually says a different opinion. He says actually shtei shabbosis. The halacha of shalom medershin before the Yom Tov is not 30 days, but rather 2 weeks. But when we're referring to the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, price, it's half of the opinion of 30 days, which is 15 days before all the shalosh regalim was the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Now, our Mishnah, however, quoted Ben Azayim, and he had a different opinion. He says three times, which he's disputing Rabbi Kiva. He says, b'chof tes ba'adr, the first one is the 29th of Adar. You have Ba'alaf B'Sivan, and then we'll shortly quote his third date. Now the Gemara asks, B'mai Kemiflagi Rebbe Kiva Ben Azay, regarding the first tithing, the first grunis that he talks about, what exactly is he disputing with Rebbe Kiva? Because Ben Azay also is saying seemingly the same thing of Preis HaPesach, which is 15 days before Pesach, which, what's 15 days? You have the 14 days of Nisan, till you have Pesach, and you have the 29th of Adar, which is the last day of Adar, which is 15. So that's the same thing as Rabbi Kiva. So what's he disagreeing by saying, instead of using the word Preis HaPesach, he's saying the 29th of Adar. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva Sava, he held, Adar HaSamach LeNisan, the month of Adar, which is right before Nisan, which sometimes Adar Sheni, so we're talking about Adar right before Nisan, Zimnin Mali, V'Zimnin Chaser. Sometimes it's a full month, meaning of 30 days, and sometimes it's a lacking month, which is only 29 days, which then they're going to have respectively Rish Chodesh of the month of Nisan, either on the 31st day or on the 30th day. Now, therefore, Zimnin, at times, you're going to have the 15 days before Pesach, the Mikli B'Yem Lamed, will fall out on the 30th of Adar, for example, when Adar is a full month, and therefore Rish Chodesh is going to be on the 31st day, and therefore you have 1 day before Nisan, with the 14 days of Nisan itself, is going to be Preis HaPesach, is going to be the 15 days. That's going to be on the 30th day of Adar. Now, but v'zimnin the mikkel, but at times you can have the praise fall out b'chavtes on the 29th of Adar when it's a Adar chaser, when you only have 29 days in the month, and Rish Chodesh is the 30th day of Adar. Therefore, he doesn't set a set date like Ben Azay does, because it depends. Preis HaPesach is always 15 days before, but it could be the 29th, or it could be the 30th, and therefore he doesn't say a date. But Ben Azay Savar, he held, no Adar Samach L'Nisan Lo'olam Chaser, the Adar that comes right before Nisan is always a lacking month, is always deficient at 29 days. Hilkach Kevi Leizman, B'chavtes Ba'Adar, therefore 15 days before is always going to be the 29th of Adar. Therefore, he says it straight up, it's the 29th of Adar. That was the first date. The second Goyrin, the second set time for tithing the animals, he says, is Be'echad B'Sivan, is the first of Sivan. Now, the Gemara is wondering, what's the reason of Ben Azay? Why doesn't he say, like he says by Pesach, Simlik Rebbe Kiva, which was 15 days before? Here it's obviously not 15 days before, because Shavuot is on the 6th or 7th of Sivan, and here it's on the 1st of Sivan, just a few days before. It says the Gemara, because I did the Loi Nefishi, since there's not that many, there's not so many animals that are born in that small amount of time from Nisan until Shavuot, because you had the whole winter of animals that were, you had the one by Preis HaPesach. Now, from Pesach to Shavuot, there's not so much time, so not that many animals. If you're going to say that we're going to go that much before Shavuot, 15 days before like we do by Pesach, then by the time you're going to get to the Yom Tov Shavuot, you're already going to have finished, because not that many animals that were born, and if you're going to be tithing and people are going to be selling off, there's not going to be any animals around for the Oiler Golem, for the Yom Tov Shavuot, and if we made it only a few days before that they tithe, and only then they're going to start selling, and that's right before Shavuot, and there's going to be enough animals for the Oiler Golem. Now the third date that Ben Azay said was B'chavtes Ba'av, B'chulu, the 29th of Av, which not like Rebbe Kiva said 15 days before Sukkot, which is the, if anything, the 29th of El. Here he says a month before on the 29th of Av. So the Gemara explains. Ben Azay Tameh, he's going according to his reasoning, Dharma that he says later on in the Mishnah, when we're talking about the other halacha, about the Rish Hashanah, what's the cutoff, what's the new year for Ma'aseh Behemah. So he says, Ho'alilin mis'asin b'fnei atzman. He says, the animals born in the month of El, their tithing is only by themselves, and you cannot combine them with the animals born before El. And the reason is because he was in doubt, maybe the first of El is Rosh Hashanah v'Maisa Behema, and therefore that's the new ones, and the ones that Av is from the old year. And neither could it be tithed with the ones born after El, because maybe the first of Tishrei is actually Rosh Hashanah, and therefore with the ones of Tishrei, those will be Chadash and El will be Yashan. And the reason is because, again, he's in doubt which one is the Rosh Hashanah. Is it El or Tishrei? So therefore, he said that you have to type them by themselves. And therefore, he doesn't set the time of the Geirin, of the summer animals born, to make it in the 29th of El like Rabbi Akiva, because he doesn't want it to be the 29th of El, because then you're going to be tithing in El, and then you might come to join all those animals born in El, but you can't. He held that they should be tithed by themselves, so therefore he made it in the 29th of Av, so that's going to be all the summer animals, and then the El ones will be tithed by themselves. Now that is the Gemara, V'lestrina b'yim lamed. But okay, so you have to cut it off by the end of Av, so the El are tithed by themselves. But why you make it the 29th of Av? Why don't you make it the 30th of Av? Says the Gemara, because Zimnin de Mechas Lila Av, at times, Av is going to be a deficient month. And therefore, Rish Chodesh El is going to be the 30th day of Av. And the halacha is that you can't tithe the ones of El with the ones of Av. Now, as Rashi points out, although you're not going to be combining the ones of El with it anyway, because you didn't have any lambs that are born yet, and even the lambs that are born right now on this last day, which is okay, the first day of El, if you would say it's the 30th of Av, but still, it's Mechus Zman. You wouldn't be able to put it into the pen anyways, we said up until the 8th day. Even so, says the Gemara, that no, we're not going to tithe the summer ones on that day, meaning the 30th of Av, because it might end up being Rish Chodesh El, because the Be'in and Lamevet carry B'chadosh V'yashin. Ultimately, we have to make a differentiation, the clear division between the new ones and the old ones, that people should know that no, El has nothing to do with the summer ones, and we can never combine it to El, because if we do, then we might come to do actual El ones, let's say sometime middle El, and do it with the Av ones, thus violating impossible halacha of Chadosh and Yashin, which cannot be tied together. Now, a third opinion the Mishnah mentioned was Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon Oyim. They say different dates. They say Be'echad B'Nisan, the first of Nisan, Be'echad B'Sivan, B'Chulu, and they say the first of Sivan, and they say not the first of Tishrei, but rather the 29th of El. Now, the Gemara says, what's the reasoning for their dates? So says the Gemara, Be'echad B'Nisan, the reason why it's the first of Nisan is Krib Shemim Lil, Da'ama Be'Shabbosis, that he says it's 2 weeks, like we mentioned his opinion before regarding when do you start Sho'el and Medershin, that is 2 weeks before. So in those 2 weeks, that's 14 days, not 15 days like Praisa Pesach, like the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, that's half of the 30 days. No, it's the 2 weeks, the 14 days that we eat Sho'el Medershin, that's when we do the tithing of those before Pesach. Why Be'echad B'Sivan? So that's Kedamon, like we said in Benase, because we don't have them in the animals, and we don't want to start that early, like 15 days before, so we do it on the first of Sivan. Now, B'chav Tes Be'el, and why is the third one on the 29th of El? So that's Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon L'Tamayo, according to their reasoning, like we mentioned in previous stuff, the army that they say, unlike Benase, who was in doubt, as it says in the Mishnah Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Be'echad B'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah L'Maisa Behema. On the first of Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for Maisa Behema, and therefore, you can't go ahead and delay it from tithing more than the last day of El, because you need to differentiate between the old and the new, since Rosh Hashanah is the new one. So therefore, on the 29th of El is when you're going to tithe the old ones, not to mix it with the new ones, which start in Rosh Hashanah. Now, the Mishnah said, V'lama amar b'chav tes be'el. The independent Reb Shimon, the Mishnah said, why did they say the 29th of El, v'lo amar b'echad b'tishrei? Why didn't they say the first of Tishrei, which is just like all the other ones they said, Echad b'nisan, Echad b'sivan. So why over here didn't they say Echad b'tishrei, which is just like 14 days before Yom Tov, like they said for Pesach, and they didn't say that, they said rather it's the 29th of El. So the Mishnah said, b'nishu Yom Tov, b'chulu, because it's Yom Tov, and you can't tithe animals on Yom Tov. Now the Gemara wonders, like we just said before, but what do you mean? You need to be able to differentiate between the new year and the old year, and they hold the new year starts in the first of Tishrei, so you can't have the old one and this one, so of course it has to be the 29th of El. Why is the Mishnah saying, because it's a Yom Tov? Says the Gemara, you're right, Chadavayit Kamar. You're saying one reason and another reason. Chada one is, yeah, like we said before, the Be'in Lamevet Akeir B'Chadosh V'Yashin, which is obvious. You need to be able to differentiate between the new year and the old year, and therefore, of course, you're not going to be tithing in the first of Tishrei, because then you're going to be extending into the new year, and we don't want to make any confusion whatsoever. V'oid, the Mishnah was saying an additional reason, which is, anyway, secondary. Neshu Yamtiv, it's a Yamtiv, it's a Rosh Hashanah. V'yev Shalah Asab Yamtiv, and you can't tithe on Yamtiv. Why not? Says the Gemara, Mishum Sekarta. Because the halacha is, as we'll say on Amud Beis, the way they would do it is that the 10th animal, they would take a stick with a red dye, and they would count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and when the 10th one would come out, they would stick it with a red dye until it was recognized in the animal, and there's a prohibition, a malacha, forbidden to be done on Shabbos and Yom Tov, of dying. And therefore it would be a malacha. Now, This that we require it, however, to be done on the 29th of El, not on the 30th day of El, says Rashi, because most of the years are a deficient El, and therefore the 30th day will be Rosh Hashanah. So to avoid that confusion, like we said this idea before, we do it on the 29th of El. Now, continuing on to the second half of the Mishnah, which then speaks about the Rosh Hashanah, the year of the Ma'aseh Behemah. Shemayim, he said, Be'echad Be'el Rosh Hashanah Ma'aseh Behemah. His opinion is the new year of the tithing of the animals, which you have to be only from that year, is the first of El, is the Rosh Hashanah for tithing the animals. Now, Be'naza Emma B'chul, he said, it wasn't clear, so he said, it's because there's another opinion that's Echad B'Tishrei. So he says, okay, the El ones, which he's not sure is from last year, is from the new year, so he said the Els have to be tithed by themselves. Now, Tanya Linda Bryce elaborates on this. Amma Be'naza, he says, since they say like this, and they say like this, some say it's the first of El, some say it's the first of Tishrei. So he says, let those animals which are born in El be tithed by themselves, because he doesn't know which one to combine it. Should we combine it with the previous year or the coming year? Didn't know, so you tithe it by themselves. That is the Gemara. What do you mean? Let Benazi figure out which opinion is the most logical one. And if you're going to say lematzi kai tamai, he couldn't discern, he couldn't figure out which one's more rational. But Ratanu in the Brisa, the Benasayim, he said, kolchach mi Yisrael, all the sages of the Jewish people, doimena like a klipas Hashem, are compared to me like the peel of a garlic. Chutz min the kerach hazeh, except for this bold one, which refers to Rabbi Kiva, who, as we find, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha is the son of Rabbi Kiva. As the Gemara says in Shavuos Devav Medalef, that they asked Rabbi Shua, the son of Rabbi Kiva, which is that we see is ben Karcha, so the Karcha is referring to Rabbi Kiva, but he was smarter than all the sages, so why couldn't he figure out which opinion was more logical? Some of Yichon, he says, because Mepia Shmur Amrua. All these opinions in our Mishnah of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, all of them were Mepi Chagid Zachar Malachi. They were coming from the words of the prophets, which were like words of prophecy, which is not based on rational understanding and logic. Rather, it's like something that's just learned out from Xerus HaKasim, but therefore he couldn't go ahead and say, oh, which one's more rational, because their dispute was based on tradition. What was it that Chagid Zachar Malachi had said? And therefore, you have to go ahead and do what Benazai did, because you can't say, oh, which one's more logical, because it's not based on logic. So Tanya Linda Brisa, clarifying this opinion of Benazai, Be'ezet tzad ome Benazai ho li lemesazim asman. In what situation did Benazai say that the animals born in El are typed by themselves? So the Brisa says, Noldu lehei ba'av vehei ba'el. Let's say five animals are born in Av and five in El. So Emet Starfin, they don't combine, even though it's 1 month right of each other, but he wasn't sure, maybe El's from the next year. Hey be'el ve'hei be'tishrei, five in El and five in Tishrei. Again, they're emet starfin, they don't combine, because El might be from the previous year. Hey be'tishrei ve'hei ba'av. But let's say you have five in Tishrei and five in the following month of Av. So then it's starfin, then obviously it's going to combine, because it's in the same year. So the Gemara one is pshita, obviously they're going to combine. Because what's born from between one El and the next El, even if you're saying Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah, and it's born in the month of Av, so it's El is anyways not part of the equation. So for sure that's being born in one year. So of course it's going to be tithe. What's the chiddush? Says Gemara Ma'av D'Tema. What would you say? Ki heich d'mifsiki shanim. Just like we said, years separate. You can't tithe from 1 year on the other. That's chadish and yashin. So mifsiki granis. We would also say that according to Benazai, that when you have two different tithes, which is in Tishrei and Av, you're already passing in the three different parts of the year that you're passing, you'd think that they're also, you can't tithe from one garin on the other. Kamash Malan, that no, as long as it's in the same year, even though it's not the same grunis, that's okay, you could tithe from one on the other. Again, we said three different times for the reasons of, like we said, that there are times when animals are born and are times of the Shalosh Regalim, but as long as it's the same year, it's okay. As the Gemara says, in our Mishnah, a Mishnah says, Chamish lefnei Rosh Hashanah v'chamish l'achar Hashanah. Five animals are born before Hashanah, five after. So they aim at starving, they don't combine. But Chamish lefnei ha'gurin v'chamish l'achagurin. If you have five born before one tithing period and five born right after that, harei lemet starving, like we said, then they do combine. That's not a problem about combining them. Now, Amar Rava, he says, L'divi Benazai, according to the opinion of Benazai, we're most definitely, like we said, that if you have five that are born in Av and five that are born in El, we're going to say they don't combine, because maybe that's going to be the new and the old. But says Rav as follows: says Noidel leChamisha beAv, beChamisha beEl, beChamisha beTishrei. Five in Av, five in El, and five in Tishrei. Here, most definitely, you have ten for the obligation of Ma'aseh Behemah, because most definitely we said either the Rosh Hashanah is El or it's Tishrei. So either way you look at it, you're going to have 10, whether it be the 10 of Av and El or 10 of El and Tishrei. So therefore, Kainzin Ladir Lesasa, what you do in this situation is you put all 15 into the pen to be typed, as you contain them at base, the Noitel Echad Min Alilim, and the one from Isabam you're going to take is one of those born in the month of El, because that's most definitely from the count of 10. We're not sure is it from with the 5 of Av or from the 5 of Tishrei, but most definitely that's being combined with one of those groups of 5. And that's the one that's being brought as a carbon from Isabam on the Mizbeach. But again, it's not that we're going to do it intentionally to take it out and make sure it becomes the 10th one coming out of the pen, because like the Pasuk says, Lo Yavak, you now let it go ahead and designate that that should be the 10th one. Rather, it would appear the interpretation is that he would count it when they're crouching or standing, which he just counts the 10th one, which he knows, which is the L, to be the 10th one. But if he would make it go through with it, where they would go through the entry with a stick, he wouldn't know which one's going to be the 10th one because you can't designate the 10th one. But as we're going to see later on, the sugyu, b'di'avad, like in such a situation, you could count them after the fact, just by counting them without having going through, and you could then count the 10th one as the L. And vashar, p'turim emanam shach, and the rest, the 5 of Av and the 5 of Tishrei, are going to be exempt from the law of Ma'aseh Behemah, whichever way you look at it. Why? Ibe echad be'el Rosh Hashanah, if the first of El is Rosh Hashanah, so the El b'Tishrei mitstarfen. So we're saying El is where it starts. So the 5 of El combines with the 5 of Tishrei, which is the 10. With the Av b'turin. And the 5 of Av, that's exempt because from its year there was only 5. And 5 doesn't have the halacha. Ma'aseh Behemah has to be 10. Vibe echad b'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah. And if the new year is the first of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah, so then the Av v'El mitzarfen. Then you have the 5 of Av combined with the 5 of El. And the Tishrei b'turin. And the 5 of Tishrei apater. My Amit, what are you going to say? That no, the 5 of Tishrei shouldn't be exempt because litzarfer. You should combine those 5 born in the month of Tishrei, l'goyer nacher, for some other tithing period throughout that next year, because maybe the first of Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, and you combine it with those that are born throughout its year, and even up till Av and El, because those from Tishrei, you'll wait till two new ones are born in that year, and you combine it with it. And that says the Gemara, no. Because Asiri Vade Amar Rachman Abalei Safek. The halacha tells us that it's obligated, the laws of tithe, as the Gemara says in Bava Metzid, Dav Zayin Amin Aleph, that the halacha Maisa only applies to those which are definitely obligated, not those that are in doubt. Now, if you're going to put these 5 of Tishrei back into the pen again to do a tithing with it, then even if you're joining it with lambs that are born throughout its next year, maybe the one that's going to come out, the 10th one, is going to be one of these from the 5 of Tishrei, and that's going to be an Asiri of Safek, a doubtful 10th one, because maybe it's not fit to be tithe, because maybe it's already exempted, because maybe actually the Rosh Hashanah was the first of El, and they already combined the 5 of Tishrei with the ones of El, and it's already exempt. And the 5 of Av was Pater, because there was only 5 in its year, had nothing to combine with. And since the situation of doubt, those 5 of Tishrei are going to be exempt simply because it would be Asiri Safek. So the Gemara says, Pshita, this halacha seems to be obvious. Says the Gemara, no. Maybe you would say we'd make a rabbinic decree that, no, we shouldn't let you do this when 5 are born in Av, 5 in El, 5 in Tishrei, to go and do Ma'aseh Behemah on it. Because then you might go to take that Ma'aseh Behemah instead of the one of El, maybe you might take the one of from Av or from one of Tishrei, which that would be something that would be destructive because you might be bringing Chulin to the Azara. Because let's say you take from the one of Av, maybe really the first of El is Rosh Hashanah. And it comes out from the one that he took is not really combining, it's not really Ma'aser. And the same problem could be from that of Tishrei, Kamash Malam. That's what the Gemara is telling us, that no, we don't make this rabbinic decree. And yes, in such a situation, says Rava, even according to Ben Nazai, you would take the one to be the 10th one from those that are born in El. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, Be'ezit Sad Ma'astrin, qualifying how is this practice actually done for doing Ma'aseh Behemah? How do we do the tithing of the animals? Says the Mishnah, Kainzin Ladir, what you do is you gather all the animals into the pen, you make a narrow opening, so that two animals couldn't go out at the same time, because then you run with the Abram of the 9th and 10th going out at the same time. And then you count as they come out. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav, Zayin, Ches, Tes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, which every letter in the Aleph, Beis has a numerical value. And the one that comes out the 10th one, you stamp it with a red die. You say, this is the 10th one. And that becomes Ma'aseh Behemah. Says the Mishnah, if you didn't dye it with a red dye, or you didn't count it with the stick, or you counted it, not even going through the opening, just laying down or standing. So after the fact, as we mentioned this halacha before, then it's going to be the halacha Ma'aseh Behemah. But says the Mishnah, let's say he had 100 animals, and he just took 10 without any counting. He knows math in his head. He knows a tenth is 10, so he just takes out 10. Or let's say Asar v'notl echad, he has 10 animals, and he takes out one without counting. So, says the Tanakh, Kama inza meiser, that's not the qualifying for the law of meiser behema, as Gemara is going to explain his reason in the Gemara. Now, Rabbi Yehudaim, he disagrees, says, no meiser, no, it is going to be qualifying for the halacha of meiser behema. Now, says the Mishnah, let's say kofetz echad min amanuyin. Let's say one of those from the 10 animals that had already gone out of the opening had already gone out, and they took 10, and the other 9 are exempt, because the 1/10 becomes a ma'aseh behemah. Then one of those 9 goes and jumps back into the pen, litaychan, into the pen. So now all the animals in the pen, harei elu b'turin, they're all exempt from the halacha of ma'aseh behemah, if you can't recognize which is the one that jumped back in. Because maybe this animal is going to come out to be the 10th one, but it's not appropriate to be the 10th one, because it already was exempted from the halacha of ma'aseh behemah by being in the original count. So therefore they're all exempt now. Let's say min hamusarin l'taychan. Let's say one of the tithed animals, one of them that was from the number 10 that became ma'aseh behema, goes back into the pen, and you don't recognize which one it is. Now all those animals inside the pen are suffic ma'aseh behema. We don't know which one it is. So kulam yirat shi'istav, now all the animals have to graze until they develop a blemish, because as long as they're unblemished, it's forbidden to go out and slaughter kachim, which this ma'aseh behema that's unblemished is forbidden to slaughter kachim outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and you can't bring it as a carbon either, because it's chulin the rest. And then, even if it's ma'aseh behema, once it gets blemished, it's eaten by the owner. All of them are eaten now as if they were a blemished ma'aseh behema, and they're eaten by the owners in their blemished state. Now, Tanbam learned the Braisa elaborating on this halacha of the Mishnah, as we started off in the Mishnah, be'etzit sad ma'aseh. So, in what situation do we do, how do we do this, the mechanics of ma'aseh behema? Says the Braisa, like we said, kainzlan dir, you put them all into the pen. Vaislam Pesach Katan, you make a narrow opening. Kadeshli Shnaim Yechayim Lotzis Ke'echad, that two animals can't go at once. Now, the Braisa elaborates and says, Imoiseyam Mibachutz Behem Mibafnim. The mothers of these new animals, which the new animals that were never tight, that are being tight, the mothers on the outside, and these new animals are on the inside. Vagayais, and then they scream. Vayitzis Likrasimon, and then the babies go out, and that's how they go out through the thing, go toward the mothers that are outside the pen. So the Gemara wonders, why have to do this? Why can't the owner just take them out one by one? So the Gemara, no, because Yavar Ksev, it says that these should pass through, but not that someone should be taking them out. So the Gemara says, okay, fine, they can't take them out, and you're trying to find a way for them to get out. There's no better way than have the mother screaming. Why don't they just go ahead and throw a vegetable right outside the pen? And the animals are going to see it, and they're going to go out towards that vegetable to go ahead and eat it. Why do you have to go ahead and put the mothers outside? So Rav Huna, he says, and we reference this halacha all the way in the beginning, Gizeir mishum lekuach mishum yasim. It's a rabbinic decree because of a bored animal or an orphan animal, which we don't want to have that any of the animals are bored or orphan and to go out with them, because they're actually exempt from the halacha ma'aseh behema. So therefore they would put their mothers, so obviously if the mothers, so there's no orphan animal over here, and only someone that has a mother, because additionally, generally when someone buys an animal, he's not having the mother, didn't buy the mother with it. So therefore, if we know the mother has to be there, so we're going to already be excluding, we're going to leave out the bored animals and the orphan animals. Now, Tanbam Linda Bryce, elaborating on this pasuk that we mentioned, this pasuk in the Yikra says, Kala Sheyaver, whatever will pass. Now, prat letrefa sheneveris, this is the exemption of, for ma'aseh behema, of a trefa animal, which one of the 18 trefas of a mortal defect is when the leg is cut above the knee, which then they can't walk. So therefore we see that a trefa is not included in the halacha of ma'aseh behema. When the pasuk then continues, it says, tachas hashevet, it goes beneath the stick. Mitzvah l'mnaisim hashevet is that mitzvah to count it with the stick. Now, loyman hashevet, if it wasn't counted by the stick, oy shaman rebutzim o'emdim, or if he counted it without even going through the opening, just laying down or standing behind, how do you know that that would also be good? Tamalayma hasiri kaidish, as the 10th one will be holy, become makam, whatever the situation is, however you got to the 10th one, that's going to be ma'aseh behema. Now, ve'einli ela shakari shemai asir, so, but from this I would only know, but if that's only if you call out a name and designate it the 10th one, loy kari shemai asir, how do you know if you didn't even call out that it's the 10th one, it could be designated at ma'aseh behema? Tamalayma yi kaidish, as it will be holy, become makam, whatever the situation is, even including that type of category. Now, continues the Braisa, Yachal Hayulay Meyev Not Lasar. So you would think that even if someone had 100 animals, and he just took 10, or a servant not lechar, or he had 10, he just took 1. Yachal Yumasar, and you think, okay, that would also be included after the fact that even if it didn't count, that there would be considered a valid Maisa Behema. Tamalena Asir, it says the 10th one. Veinze Asir, it's not the 10th one. You didn't get 1, 2, 3, you didn't get the 10. You just took off a certain proportion, and therefore that's not going to qualify even after the fact of Maisa Behema. Now, but as we said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yisrael Behuda, he says, no, Maisa, it is going to be Maisa. So the Gemara says, my time to Rabbi Yisrael Behuda, isn't it not the 10th one? Says the Gemara, Savalei Ka'aba Lazar bin Gaimo. Because the time I'm learning the Braisa, Abba Lazar bin Gaimo, he says, the Pasuk of Bamidbar that says, V'nechshav lechem terumaschem, that this will be considered for you your trumais, which this Pasuk is being said to the Levium, which b'shtei trumais akasem adab. The Pasuk is referring to two different trumais, which the Levim are being told that your truma, which is they get Maisa Rishon, they have to take off Trumas Maisa, give it to the Kohen, will be like the grain from the granary that the Yisrael gives to the Kohen, which is called Truma Gedayla. Which, what we have over here is Achas Truma Gedayla, V'Achas Trumas Maisa. We're talking about two types of Trumas, which the Pasuk is coming to tell us, Levim are being told, the Trumas Maisa that you take from your Maisa Rishon that you give to the Kehanim, will qualify, similar as we're going to explain for the halacha of Truma Gedayla, that they can be taken off with Machshava, because it's in the Pasuk, V'nechshav lechem. What does that mean? Which is just like Truma that the Yisrael gives to the Kohen from his granary, which like we said, obviously the Pasuk talking about two different Trumas, it's a Trumaschem, it's comparing two different types of Trumas. On both of them you have the following two halachas that are both learned out from V'nechshav, which is Kishem Shah Truma Gedayla Netalis Bo'imit, just like the Truma Gedayla, which is that Truma which the Yisrael, the owner of the grain, gives straight to the Kohen, which is generally like 1/50th, but biblically is even just a minute amount. The halacha is that he could evaluate, without measuring how many measurements there are, how many saw there are, he could just give an estimate of Truma Gedayla to the Kohen. And Ube Machshava, also the halacha is, he doesn't even have to actually physically separate the truma. What he could do is he could just look with his eye on one side and think, okay, I want that part to be truma, and he could eat on the other side because it's not tevel anymore. And these two halachas are both learned out from Venechshav because they're both in Machshava, not doing a physical action, just thinking, and also estimating, not actually measuring. And this halacha is talking about the Meister Dagan, the tithing of the grain. So just like these two halachas apply by Truma Gedayla, so as a good tin tab of Nun Tesam and Alf, after Trumas Mais, and it tells by Machshava, so the Pasuk is telling us, also the Trumas Mais, that Levim, the Pasuk is telling them, that your Truma that you give to the Kohen will be the same, that you could also, although there it's actual halacha, you have to give an actual tenth, unlike Truma Gedayla, but the Pasuk is telling you, you could still estimate it, and you could also do it with Machshava, and you have to actually separate it to be able to eat the rest as not tavel. Now another step in this, is that umaisik karechman the truma? So these are toma trumas, truma gedaylo or trumas maisers. But additionally, the Torah calls maiser, which is the maiser rishon, the original tithe to the levim, is called truma in the Torah. So it's going to have the same halacha as these trumas, because the chesiva says the pasuk in midbar, ki as master bnei Yisrael asher yirimul Hashem, the tithing of the Jewish people that they're going to elevate Hashem, truma nesati levim lanachla. It's a truma, an elevation, but it's called truma that I gave to levim as inheritance. So Meiser of Dagan is also the same halacha as Truma, which like Truma's Meiser, which is like Truma Gedayla. Now another step in this is the Iskash Meiser Behemel, Meiser Dagan. We know that the tithing of the animals is equated to the tithing of the grain. As we said in the beginning of the parak, it says Asa to Asa, there's two tithing of the grain, the tithing of the animals. So that's where we learn that this halacha of the opinion of Bisa Yehuda. Ma Meiser Dagan Nitl Ba'imel Machshavas. So just like we're saying that the tithing of the grain could be taken with estimate and with thought, of Maisa Behema, Nitl Bohem, and Machshavas, so too the tithing of the animals could also be taken with estimate and with thought. And that's this idea with Machshava, meaning to say, you could just think it. You don't have to actually count the 10th one. Rather, whichever one he comes out that he thinks that that's the 10th one, that's going to be valid. And therefore, that's why he disagrees with Tanakam. And he says that even if you didn't actually count 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, get into 10, you're just thinking that that's the 10th one, that's going to be valid because of that whole evolutionary limud from Truma, which it could be done, but Ibn Machshava, which is this idea that it doesn't have to be an actual counting, one could just think it.